Welcome to your daily dose with Bob and Nick. We are glad you're here, or there, wherever you are. We're glad you exist and that you chose to listen to our show. Today's episode covers a lot of ground. Among other things, you'll hear the story of how I became the worst forklift operator in one of the largest computer manufacturing plants in America. It's a story that starts with a lie and ends with a bang. Check it out. I mentioned earlier that I reconnected with my mentor, Gary Strack. He had reached out and sent me a video. And I'm going to send you this video because it's fascinating. It's by a man who has some friends who are engineers who decided to create a bicycle that steers in the opposite direction that you turn it. So when you turn the handlebars toward the left, the wheel turns to the right.
Okay.
And there's gears that you can see how it works, and it's really fascinating. But he questioned, how hard could it be to learn how to ride this? We all learn how to ride bikes the other way, so how hard could it be?
Yeah.
It took him 7 months to learn how to ride this bike more than 10 feet.
Really?
He takes it on stage all over the world, and nobody, he guarantees, nobody can ride this bike first try more than a couple of feet, if even a couple of feet. Usually they fall within the first foot. And when you watch them struggle, they look stupid, okay? And the thing is, what he's learned, and this is what makes it so fascinating, is that he had to completely rewire his brain to learn how to ride this new bike, to the point where once he did this, for a little while, he couldn't ride a regular bike anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he had effectively rewired it. Then he went to Amsterdam to try to ride a regular bike, because where else would you go to ride a regular bike
no,
and show the world?
All the time. Yeah.
And everybody thought that he was like pranking them, that he can't ride a bike. And then all of a sudden, now his brain, he's like, I'm getting it. It's okay. I got this. And you can tell he's really getting it because he was really struggling before. And the whole concept to me was just the new thing, the really new thing, right? Like the opposite thing that you expect. And then what it takes to struggle through that, right? I was envious, to be honest with you, of the discipline that he put in to learn how to ride that bike. And now he's got a stage show he can bring anywhere and
yeah.
challenge anybody. He taught
oh,
his.
Oh, I do want to try that.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
His 7-year-old son, who had just learned how to ride a bike, it took him, I think it was like 2 weeks to learn how to ride that other bike. You know something? I said 7 months. It may have been 7 weeks.
Okay.
Okay. Forgive me if I exaggerate that. But it was an exceptionally long time of daily practice.
Yeah.
Right? Right? But what dedication. So I have to have a conversation with my mentor about that video now that he sent it to me.
Yeah,
and
that's
so he
great.
Reached out and said, hey, I really want to talk to you about that. And
well, because what are the other sort of parallels to that in the world that we see, we could probably see more often is like, and I'm just thinking with like vehicles or something like that, like going to Great Britain and having to drive on the opposite side of the road or something like that.
Right.
You know, that takes a little bit of doing or... the first thing that came to mind was first-person shooters, because the controls are there's two ways to control where you push down on the joystick and your thing goes up or your thing goes down.
Oh,
you know, like almost like you're flying, so it goes up, or you are doing exactly what you're doing, going up and down. And so a lot of the newer games were one way, and I had gotten used to doing it another way, and I was fumbling.
Oh, that's gotta hurt almost.
Yeah,
right?
I was fumbling with that.
I had a similar experience when I learned how to drive a forklift.
Oh yeah.
Because forklift is driven by the back wheels and the steering is done with the back wheels.
Yep.
So it's literally like you're in a car backwards. And if you turn the wheel to the right, you end up going in reverse to the left. And so I had to spend some time actually in an apple orchard learning how. Did I tell you the story of having Okay, my dad got me a job when I was out of high school, between high school and college, for manpower, temporary services. And he had a great assignment in Nashville, New Hampshire for Digital Equipment Corporation. But you had to know how to drive a forklift. So my dad said, well, my son knows how to drive a forklift. So I'm going to put him in this assignment. His son didn't know how to drive a forklift. So dad took me to an apple orchard where he had a friend who had forklifts to move the apple crates around. And that friend, the patient, wonderful man, taught me how to drive a forklift. What he didn't teach me how to drive was an extension forklift, which was what I ultimately had to drive at Digital Equipment. An extension forklift goes up 30 feet.
Holy.
And you have to pull computer components off of these very high shelves and then lower them down and take them wherever they need to go in the plant.
Yeah.
So the first week in the plant, I'm there and I...
You know how to get it there, but you know...
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, okay, it's a similar concept, right? It's just a little taller, so I'm okay with this. I'll work that out. But I didn't realize that the switches for the tilt were the opposite. So tilt back and tilt forward were opposite sides for the extension lift. I don't know why. So when I pulled back, trying to tilt it back to hold the component on, instead I tilted forward and the component slid right off the fork and fell 30 feet right in front of me and shattered. This is a giant crate.
Yeah.
Component all over the floor.
I remember this. So this was like 81. We had a computer like shortage that year.
It was. You're a jerk because it was actually 81.
Yeah, I remember this. It was a big thing.
Okay, so
we went through the gas crisis in the 70s, and then early 80s was this computer crisis. And now I know why.
That's it.
We have found the reason.
It was because of me. It was seven. Now I was making $7 an hour at this job. Okay, which seems cruel that if you get someone who could drive a forklift, you should be paying them more than $7 an hour. But
I
in
mean,
the
1981 money.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. But. All of the people came running from every direction. Like, anybody hurt? Anybody hurt? And I'm like, no, but I dropped this. And they look at me and they say, oh, man, that's coming out of your paycheck. And that's like a $10,000 component, my friend, $10,000. And I quick do the math in my head, $7 an hour.
Yeah, you're working there for a while.
I'm not going to be there that long. And I started to cry. I was like, I'm an 18-year-old kid who thinks now that I'm going to have to work as an indentured servant to pay off the component I dropped off. And they start laughing and high-fiving. And they go, ah, we're just breaking your balls. Everybody drops one. Just clean up your mess.
Oh, nice guys. Man. Nice guys.
What a heart attack, though. It was scary.
Oh, man.
But my dad did get me that gig. And I did enjoy working for that company for a while.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. The video about the backwards bicycle can be found on the YouTube channel Smarter Every Day. It's episode 133. It actually took Destin, the host, 8 months to learn how to ride the backwards bike, although he was just practicing for a few minutes a day. It took his son 2 weeks of really hard work. And in the video, he says it took him, Destin, about 20 minutes before regular bike riding clicked back in. What are you doing to rewire your brain? If it's something as extreme as backwards bicycle, let Bob and I know. We want to try it out. Have a great day.